Bobby Hanna is the executive director of the Provincetown International Film Festival that's celebrating its 15th year and takes place in Provincetown, Massachusetts, June 19th through June 23rd. Hi, Gabby.
Hey, Charlotte. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Tell us about the Provincetown International Film Festival.
Well, this year we're celebrating our 15th anniversary of bringing filmmaking on the edge to the outer Cape and actually to Cape Cod itself. We've really grown over the last 15 years for a very relaxed setting for both filmgoers and filmmakers to come enjoy each other's films. Filmgoers get to experience what it is to be in a small movie theater with a filmmaker doing a Q&A. And then go out in the street and be able to talk to that filmmaker one-on-one later on. So it's really a fun place to be, and it's great film to watch.
Tell us about some of the films that are being shown this year.
We have over 80 narrative features, documentary features, short films, and retrospective films. But we're also celebrating our Filmmaker on the Edge 15th anniversary, so we're showing past films from our filmmakers on the edge, and also some of the films that they are interested in. We've got the East Coast premiere of Lovelace for our opening night film. We've got the East Coast premiere of Emmanuel and the Truth About Fishes for our closing night film. We're also showing I Am Divine, which is the documentary on Divine, John Waters' views. We've got Brian De Palma's Passion. We've got Running From Crazy, a documentary on Mariel Hemingway. I mean, we're just overflowing with amazing independent films this year. We've also got a few world premieres of Cape Cod films, Way, Way Back, which is shot completely on Cape Cod. And also Built on Narrow Land, which is a documentary about the modern houses built around Wellfleet Pond, and they're both really great films, so we're very happy to be able to bring these as well for years.
Who will be honored this year?
This year, Harmony Korine is our filmmaker on the edge. Matt Dillon is our Excellence in Acting Award recipient, and Ed Lachman is our Faye Cobley Career Achievement Award recipient.
What special events and films are planned?
Well, we always have our opening night party, which is at the beautiful Crowded Acre, Waterside, where their amazing kitchen, run by Chef Devin Gilroy, who is from New York, and I am just feeling about him because his food is unbelievable, and people are going to be able to sample that at the opening night party this year. That will kick off the festival right after Lovely. We have our closing night 50th anniversary celebration, which is being produced by Raffinelli Events, which is really wonderful for us. There's the top event producers in Boston and New York and Palm Beach, and they've done lots of inaugurations, and Brian is a friend of the festival and has donated much of his time and energy to helping us produce this party, and it's going to be a block party. Between Bubba's, End Zones, and Local 186, we closed down Commercial Street, and we're just going to have a fantastic end-of-festival gala. And then other events we have throughout the week, we're doing a visual arts presentation at three different places. We've got a video art program at Schoolhouse Gallery, which all of this is underwritten by the NEA. We've got a video art program at Arts Market Provincetown Gallery, which will be showing 2 days. And then we have a video art program from international artists that will be showing at Art Connect at Water's Edge Cinema. And showing these magnificent films that are works of art. And I think it's a great way for the festival to continue to grow. We also, as I said, have our Filmmaker on the Edge celebration that has been underwritten by the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences. John Waters, Christine Vachon, and Todd Haynes are all going to be in Provincetown. They're each going to present the film, and the director will either be in Provincetown or will be Skyping in after the film. And they're also going to show films, some of their past films, such as Kids, and Mysterious Skin from Greg Araki, one of our past filmmakers on the Edge. And those will all be part of this festival as well. So it's going to be a true celebration of On the Edge cutting films from our past filmmakers. And that's going to be a lot of fun as well. And all of that is open and free to anyone who wants to come.
How can people get information and tickets for the festival?
You can go to our website, provincetownfilm.org, to look at the schedule, download a catalog, and purchase tickets. You can also visit our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/PTownFilmFest. And our box office in Provincetown is open now 7 days a week from noon to 6. And as we get closer to the festival, it will be open from 10 to 10.
This is your last year as executive director of the Provincetown International Film Festival. What other projects are you working on now?
I am still 100% focused on the Film Society, the Film Festival. You know, we're still in the last year of the capital campaign. We are very much trying to launch our Film Institute, the Provincetown Film Institute, which we hope to announce at the festival this year. Its kickoff, which will be spring 2014. So I'm still very involved with all of that, and will be for a while. I'm also going to be working on an independent film, which I can't really talk about right now, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and then who knows? I've got a lot of little things on the burner, and we're just going to see how the cards fall.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My partner and I are very committed. We work for candidates who are running for office that we believe in. We are very active with the Lesbian PAC, LPAC, and if people don't know about it, they should. It's a PAC that was started last year by women to raise money to give to women running for political office, LPAC's mission. And I highly suggest that everybody out there, whether you're male or female, check out LPAC and read about it. They started it last year, and they gave close to $1 million or more they raised and gave away to people like Elizabeth Warren and President Obama and Patty Baldwin, and it was just a wonderful thing. And we support that, and we feel strongly about that. And I'm really rooting for the Supreme Court to come back and overturn DOMA. You know, I think that's going to be good for everybody, not just the LGBTQ community. I think it's going to be a positive step for this country.